town magic for tourists is stupid. I don't think that's going to happen, anyway.
You're always such a ray of sunshine, Faye said, refusing to move her eyes from Landon. It was an odd feeling to watch teenage me check out current me's boyfriend. Wow, maybe Lila was right about the therapy. After this excursion, I might need it. I think Hemlock Cove is a cool name.
You would, Thistle shot back. It's going to make people suspicious.
They're already suspicious, younger Bay said. Are you sure I don't know you? I really feel like I know you.
I'm sure, Landon said. What would people be suspicious about?
I thought you were a friend of the family, Thistle challenged. Shouldn't a friend of the family know what we'd be worried about?
You are a delight, no matter what age you are, Landon muttered.
She's talking about the witch secret, I supplied, internally smirking as Clove's eyes widened and Thistle's narrowed. That was the typical way they reacted to everything, even today.
How do you know about that?
Thistle asked, instantly alert.
Ixnay on the itch talk, Clove said.
Thistle made a face. Did you just speak in pig Latin? Clove nodded.
Well, we need a code.
Yes, they'll never be able to break the one code everyone in the free world knows, Thistle said, cuffing the back of Clove's head. Think.
Don't do that to her, Landon ordered. Be nice. She's your cousin.
Butt out,
Thistle spat, bobbing her head back and forth. She'd obviously taken to dyeing it over the intervening years. It was a bright pink color today.
You're not a friend of the family, no matter what you say, and this conversation is none of your business.
Then perhaps you shouldn't have it in front of me, Landon suggested.
I like him, younger Bay announced. I want to keep him.
Oh, this is a lot creepier than last time,
Landon said, carefully grabbing younger Bay's hand as she pressed it against his chest.
Now I really do feel like a pervert.
I told you.
Yes, you know all and see all,
Landon said, releasing Bay's hand and grabbing my shoulder so he could shove my body in front of his.
Rein in her hormones right now. I don't like this.
What kind of pervert doesn't like attention from a teenage girl?
Aunt Tilly asked, appearing at the edge of the clearing.
I think you're reading your pervert manual wrong.
Thistle snickered.
Pervert manual.
Is that a real thing?
Clove asked, her eyes widening.
There's a reason you're not allowed to leave the house without me, Thistle said, cuffing Clove again for good measure.
Knock that off, Landon ordered. She's not doing anything.
Mind your own business, pervert.
I'm not a pervert.
Landon's patience was quickly fraying.
He's right, Thistle, Aunt Tilly said, taking everyone by surprise. Not about the pervert thing, mind you.
He looks like he has wandering hands. Speaking of wandering hands, you should learn to keep yours to yourself. Clove didn't deserve that.
Thank you, Aunt Tilly, Clove sniffed, crossing her arms over her chest. I'm glad you're on my side.
You're still a kvetch, Aunt Tilly said.
Whatever, Clove muttered. I'm going back to the house. The construction workers are supposed to arrive soon, and I'm hoping they take their shirts off again.
Ew, that sounds fun, Thistle said,
her earlier argument with Clove forgotten.
It's supposed to be really hot this summer. I hope they take their shirts off a lot. I'm casting a spell to make sure all of those men think you're gay whenever they look at you,
Aunt Tilly warned, wagging her finger.
You can parade around in your bikinis and bring them lemonade and do all that other panting stuff you do whenever they're around. It won't work.
That doesn't mean they're not nice to look at, Clove pointed out.
Aunt Tilly's mouth tipped up.
Look away. That's why we hired them.
Cool,
Clove said, turning on her heel and jogging away.
Thistle followed. I could hear them arguing as they went.
Do you really think that guy is a pervert?
He has long hair, Thistle answered. You know what that means.
Hippie freak,
Clove said.
Landon scowled at Aunt Tilly.
Why do you tell them things like that? I'm not a pervert, and I'm not a hippie freak.
There's no other reason to have long hair, Aunt Tilly replied. Bay, stop looking at him. You're drooling.
I'm not drooling, I said, my cheeks coloring when I realized which Bay she referred to.
Oh. Younger Bay ignored Aunt Tilly's admonishment and offered Landon a pretty smile.
I'm 18, she said.
That's great,
Landon said, shifting uncomfortably from one foot to the other.
You're not 18, Aunt Tilly said. You won't be 18 for months. Get your scrawny behind to the house and stare at the construction workers with your cousins. This guy is out of your league. For now, at least.
Younger Bay jutted out her lower lip.
Why do you always have to ruin my fun?
You can have fun staring at the other guys, Aunt Tilly argued. That's your problem. Hormones. You can't control them.
That's what you always say, Younger Bay said. I don't think hormones are as powerful as you pretend.
And I don't think you should be hanging around a hippie freak when you don't even know who he is, Aunt Tilly countered.
I know who he is, Younger Bay said, locking gazes with me. I know exactly who he is.
Could that be true?
Do you know who I am? I asked. I do, Younger Bay said, nodding.
She doesn't know, Aunt Tilly scoffed. She's messing with you. Her head is in the clouds, and the hippie freak's pants, quite frankly. And she doesn't know whether she's coming or going these days. It's almost too much for one soul to take.
I do know, Younger Bay snapped. She's me. My heart rolled at her declaration. It was odd to hear her say it. How do you know that?
You look like me, Younger Bay answered, unruffled. You have the same hair. You have the exact same eyes. Your hips make me want to exercise more frequently. But other than that, you held up pretty well for an old lady.
Landon barked out a hoarse laugh, tickled by Younger Bay's fortitude.
There you are.
I elbowed him in the stomach. That's not funny. I don't have wide hips.
I love your hips, Landon said.
Ignore her, Aunt Tilly said. Everyone over the age of 18 has wide hips to a teenager. Go and bother your cousins. I need to talk to these two, and I don't have a lot of time.
I want to keep him, though, Younger Bay whined. Look how cute he is.
I told you before, you can't keep him yet, Aunt Tilly shot back.
When can I keep him?
Younger Bay made an exaggerated face.
When you're older.
Well, I'm older now, my teen self said, hopping for emphasis. And I'm even older now.
And yet you're still not old enough to handle him, Aunt Tilly said, jerking a thumb in Landon's direction. She's barely old enough to handle him.
She gestured toward me.
I'm guessing it took her months of having him to figure out what to do with him. Am I right?
No.
I was pretty sure that was an insult.
I glanced at Landon for support. Tell her I knew what to do with you from the start.
Landon pursed his lips. Chewix, tops.
Fine, Younger Bay said, blowing out a dramatic sigh. I'll be waiting for you. Don't forget me.
I could never forget you. Aunt Tilly is right, though. I like my women a little more seasoned, Landon said.
And legal, I added.
You really need to check the fine print on that pervert manual, Aunt Tilly said, shaking her head. Go, Bay. I'm running out of time.
I didn't like the way Aunt Tilly phrased that. I watched Younger Bay bolt toward the house, making sure she was out of earshot before turning on Aunt Tilly.
What does that mean? How are you running out of time?
You're leaving soon, Aunt Tilly said. You still have things to see before it's time. Time for what? You're not staying here, I snapped. I don't care if you're my Aunt Tilly or her Aunt Tilly, but I know all the Aunt Tillys can hear me, and I'm going to be extremely blunt. Don't even think about staying here. I will hunt you down and drag you back if I have to. You were always cute when you feigned being in charge, Aunt Tilly said, chuckling as she patted my hand. Things are going to get rougher for a little bit.
Oh, don't tell me that,
Landon muttered, grabbing my hand.
Why can't you just go home with us now? We don't need rougher. We've seen enough for 10 lifetimes today. It was great. It was illuminating. We want to go home, though.
Soon, Aunt Tilly said. Your journey isn't complete.
I don't know what that means, I said, tugging on my limited patience. Why is this suddenly more about me than you? This is supposed to be your journey.
I'm on my own journey, Aunt Tilly said. Get ready, kids. I think you're in for a bumpy ride.
And landing, no doubt,
Landon said as he pressed his eyes shut. The blurring and swirling colors caused my stomach to tilt as I clutched his hand.
This isn't over, Aunt Tilly, I called out. We're not leaving without you.
We shall see.
They're trying to put a strip club in that building by the railroad tracks. Now, I'm not looking to argue the merits of stripping as a profession, but I am interested in making money. I think I'd be good at it. One of you needs to loan me your bra.
Aunt Tilly relating town gossip to her nieces.
14.
The next landing was softer, but only because the touchdown was in a pile of hay.
What the?
Landon rolled to his side and studied the cart, frowning.
What is this?
It's the hayride, I said, groaning as I rubbed my hip.
I can't take much more of this. I feel old.
You can't be old, sweetie. You're still young,
Landon said, grinning.
And apparently, whatever age you are, you absolutely love me beyond reason.
That's easier to say when a teenager isn't feeling you up, isn't it? Landon growled low in his throat.
That's not funny. Don't laugh. I see you smiling. It's not funny.
It's a little funny, I said. Teenage Bay didn't care how old you were.
She would have taken you for it.
Well, a hayride, if she could.
Is that what this is for?
Landon asked, picking a few straws out of my hair.
Is this so the frisky people of Hemlock Cove can roll in the hay in public?
Cute, I said, scratching my wrist. Hayrides may seem romantic in theory, but the truth is, they're itchy. I'm much happier with the moon, a bottle of wine, and a blanket. The town has hayrides every fall. I thought you knew that.
If I'd have known that, I would have paid for a private ride.
That sounds borderline illegal. Landon shrugged.
I'm an FBI agent. I decide what's legal.
I don't think that's the way it works, but you seem happy with the scenario, so I'll let it go, I said. Hemlock Cove bustled with activity, and it took me a moment to read all the signs and put the pieces of our latest puzzle together. This is the relaunch of the town.
I don't understand what that means,
Landon said, reclining against the hay.
This is pretty comfortable.
He patted his lap.
Climb on.
You have got to be kidding me, I said, laughing. We don't have time for that.
From what I can tell, we have time for whatever we want,
Landon said, refusing to wait for me to give in to his demand, and instead wrapping his arm around my waist and hauling me onto his lap.
Let's roll in the hay.
We can't do that, I hissed. Somebody might see us.
So what?
Landon wasn't perturbed with the possibility of discovery.
This isn't real, but it could still be fun.
How about I promise to go on a hayride with you in the fall, I suggested.
I'll take it. That means you believe I'll still be here in the fall, and that's progress,
Landon said.
I still want to roll around in the hay.
He tickled my ribs and flipped my body so he could rest on top of me.
This is fun.
It's itchy, I said.
I'll scratch your itch,
Landon offered, kissing the tip of my nose. He was too strong to fight off, and he appeared content to rest on top of me.
This whole thing is so messed up that I don't even know what to think.
Me either, I said, tracing his jaw with my finger. At first it was all about Aunt Tilly. Now it seems to be all about us.
You,
Landon clarified.
It's all about you.
No, a lot of this is about you, I countered. Aunt Tilly is leading us toward something. Can't you feel it?
Maybe she wants you to see something,
Landon said.
I'm not in any of these memories.
Not yet.
That's true,
Landon mused, kissing the tip of my nose again.
I'm sure my time will come. Where are we in your timeline?
This is when they launched Hemlock Cove on the world, I explained. That's what the signs are for. They held a big party, even though it took them years to finally agree to change the name. It took them a while to make Hemlock Cove what it is today.
It looks pretty much the same,
Landon said.
How old were you when this happened?
22.
That makes me feel better,
Landon said.
At least this time, when the other you paws at me, I won't feel quite as dirty.
The other me won't be here. Landon knit his eyebrows together.
Why not?
Because the other me is in Detroit right now, I answered, my heart rolling. I was downstate hoping to be a big-time reporter when the town officially switched over. My mom asked me to come home, but I was too busy. I bit the inside of my cheek. I missed out on all the fun.
Why didn't you want to come home? Landon asked. I'm sure you visited when you lived down south.
I did visit a couple of times a year, but it was hard for me to come back.
Why?
Ugh. I moved to push Landon off me, but he refused to let me up. Do we really have to talk about this?
It's a trip down memory lane, Landon prodded. You're right about this being about you, so I need to know why this memory will be important. Why didn't you like visiting? You seem so happy in Hemlock Cove now. What was different then? That was only a few years ago.
It was hard because I wanted to come home, but I didn't want to admit that's what I wanted, I replied. I told myself that things would be different when I left. I thought they would be perfect because no one would ever be able to look at me and say, there's that Winchester witch who talks to herself.
I get that, Landon said. I initially considered moving to the city, too. What happened?
I had fun for a little bit, and I enjoyed the fast-paced lifestyle, I answered. It got old quickly, though. I missed Clove and Thistle. I missed my mom and aunts. Heck, I missed the town.
Well, except for Lila.
And I didn't like all the pavement, traffic, and bright lights.
So why didn't you come home?
Because I didn't want to admit I was wrong to leave in the first place.
That sounds about right,
Landon said, gripping me close and rolling so he was on the bottom and I could rest my chin on his chest. He brushed my hair from my face as I looked down at him.
No one wants to admit when they're wrong at that age. You eventually came home, though.
But not before I made a lot of people miserable, including my mother.
It's over now, Bay, Landon said. This is your home. Heck, I have an apartment in Traverse City. But when I think of home now, I think of, well...
Hemlock Cove, I teased.
I was going to say you, Landon said, causing my heart to warm. I like Hemlock Cove, though. You are my home, now.
Good grief. You're really romantic today.
I think it's all the time jumping, Landon said, laughing. I got to see you born, I got to see you when you were little, and loved me at first sight. I even got to see you as a teenager, although that made me a little uncomfortable.
I wonder why Aunt Tilly picked this memory, I mused, lifting myself up so I could scan the area. Look, there's Marnie and Twyla. Landon kept his arm around my waist as he struggled to a sitting position, holding me close as he watched Marnie and Twyla set up a booth at the edge of the town square.
What are they doing?
Well, as part of the official launch, the township officials got money from all the local businesses and contracted with a state tourism company so that hundreds of people flocked to Hemlock Cove for the big launch week, I explained. They had one chance to get it right and create word-of-mouth buzz. Every business, and I mean every business, contributed and went out of its way to make things fun, I continued. It was a rousing success. The Overlook made its name on baked goods, homemade jams, and Aunt Tilly's first bout of dinner theater. Everyone still thinks about her antics.
Do I even want to know?
I have no idea, I said. Look at Marnie and Twyla, though. They're so nervous.
Can you hear what they're saying?
I shook my head. Let's get closer. Landon pouted.
What about my roll in the hay?
I'll roll you when we get out of this, I said. I prefer doing it away from the hay, though. I really am itchy. It took us a few minutes to clean ourselves up. Instead of ambling over to the Overlook's booth, Landon and I sat on a bench close enough to hear, but not so close we risked intruding. Simply hearing Marnie and Twyla's chatter made me realize I missed them. I had no idea how much time had passed since we fell asleep in Aunt Tilly's hospital room, but I was ready to go home. I didn't think that was in the cards. Not yet, at least.
Don't put the bread there, Marnie instructed. It should go on the other table.
Why? Twyla asked, her red hair glinting beneath the bright sunlight.
Because that's where I'm putting the donuts.
Is there a reason the donuts can't go on the other table?
Twyla challenged.
Yes, because they go in the spot where you put the bread.
That's not an explanation.
Twyla grumbled, although she was already moving the bread.
I just think you like bossing me around.
That's an older sister's job.
Marty wasn't bothered by Twyla's attitude. Of course, she was used to it.
Speaking of older sisters, where is Winnie?
Twyla asked, lifting her head.
Shouldn't she be here by now?
She's coming, Marty said. Bay called yesterday and told her she couldn't make it. She's a little upset.
You mean depressed,
Twyla interjected.
Why isn't Bay coming?
She says she has to work, Marty said. I think it's more than that, though.
Like?
Haven't you looked at Bay's face whenever she visits recently? Marty asked. She's sad.
She's definitely not happy,
Twyla agreed.
She should come home. That's what Winnie wants. That's what Clove and Thistle want. Heck, I think it's even what Aunt Tilly wants.
It's what Bay wants, too, Marnie said. She's not ready yet, though. We can't make the decision for her. She has to do it on her own.
Do you think she will?
Twyla looked hopeful.
If she could change her mind and come home for Christmas.
It won't be that soon, Marnie cautioned. Bay will come home for Christmas, but she won't be staying. Not yet.
How do you know that?
Because I told her, Aunt Tilly said, walking around the corner of the booth and fixing Twyla and Marnie with a hard look. Why did you put the bread there? It shouldn't be there. It should be over here.
I told you,
Twyla said, triumphant.
No one asked you, Marnie snarked. What are you even doing here? You said that you would rather douse your butt in gasoline and set fire to your pants than attend this. We agreed that, given your frame of mind, it would probably be a good idea for you to stay home.
This is important, Twyla said. You promised not to do anything to ruin it.
Do I look like I'm going to ruin anything?
Aunt Tilly asked, pasting on her best, I'm innocent and you can't prove otherwise expression.
I'm on my best behavior.
You always look as if you're about to do something horrible,
Twyla replied.
This festival is very important. It can make Hemlock Cove one of the top tourist destinations in the state. Don't you dare ruin it.
Don't tell me what to do,
Aunt Tilly muttered, crossing her arms over her chest as she scanned the festival grounds. Her eyes locked with mine for a moment, and my heart clenched, but she made no other indication I was present and returned to her conversation with Marnie and Twyla.
Where are Clove and Thistle?
They're double-checking the store to make sure everything is set for the grand opening tonight,
Marnie answered.
They're really excited.
The store is beautiful,
Twyla said.
They did such a good job. I'm so proud of them.
You weren't here when Hypnotic opened? Landon asked, surprised.
Hypnotic is the magic store Thistle and Clove own and operate.
That surprises me. I would have thought for certain you would have been here for that.
I should have been. I felt inexplicably sad. Landon reached over and gathered my hand.
You're here now, Bay. You can't go back in time, this really weird day notwithstanding, and change things. You're a good sister.
Cousin, I automatically corrected.
You're a good sister, Landon argued. You guys may only be cousins by birth, but you're sisters. I have no doubt about that.
I leaned over and rested my head against his shoulder as he traced his fingers over my hand. I still should have been here.
Your heart was here.
Have you seen the store yet?
Twyla asked Aunt Tilly.
It's amazing. Those candles Thistle made are going to sell out in one day. Mark my words.
The little imp is talented, I'll give her that,
Aunt Tilly said, causing me to smile.
She's still a pain in the ass, though. You're just saying that because she's your clone,
Marnie said.
You and Thistle fight because you're so much alike. That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me,
Aunt Tilly complained.
You'll live, Marnie said. What are you really doing here? I know you don't care about the booth or the store. For your information, I'm going to the store opening,
Aunt Tilly sniffed.
They're my nieces, and I'm proud of them. Don't ever tell them I said that, by the way. I'll curse you until your pants burst if you do. Your secret is safe,
Marnie said, chuckling.
You still haven't told me what you're doing here. I'm starting to think you're avoiding the question.
That's a rotten thing to say, Aunt Tilly said.
Now I know you're avoiding the question, Marnie pressed. Start talking. What are you doing down here?
I happen to be attending a launch event myself, Aunt Tilly said. I'm going to the Euchre tournament at the senior center.
Ugh, Marnie groaned. I thought you were banned for a month because you pulled Mildred Tuttle's hair and accused her of cheating at cards.
She doesn't have hair, Aunt Tilly clarified. She wears a wig. I accidentally lost my footing and reached out for something to keep me upright, and it just happened to be her wig. How is that my fault?
You mean you pulled her hair and accidentally yanked her wig off, Marnie corrected dryly. You're not fooling anyone.
I'm fooling everyone who doesn't share DNA with me, Aunt Tilly snapped. Don't ruin my day.
See, this makes me suspicious, Marnie said. Why are you going to the Euchre tournament? They won't let you play.
Uh-oh, I said, realization dawning.
What's going on?
Landon asked, a small smile playing at the corner of his lips as he watched the show.
I love watching Aunt Tilly mess with people. As long as it's not me, that is.
She is a master, I agreed. I know what she's doing, though. I didn't get to witness it, but I heard about it after the fact.
What's that?
It's the Great Euchre Tournament Poisoning, I answered.
That sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't remember why.
There are about 10 different stories about what happened this day, but if you believe the townspeople, Aunt Tilly thought she was being cheated out of euchre money by the other senior citizens. She retaliated by poisoning everyone, I explained.
She has a lot of problems with people and cards, doesn't she?
Landon asked, referring to a recent incident in which Aunt Tilly was suspected of murdering a woman at the senior center. That, too, revolved around a game gone wrong. She's competitive, I confirmed. Landon snorted.
You're all competitive, he said. Don't kid yourself that you escaped that little family gem. You want to win as badly as anyone else. You said the townspeople said she poisoned them. Did she?
I shrugged. You'll have to ask her.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary.
Landon said, his eyes landing on Thistle as she hid behind a tree and motioned for Aunt Tilly to join her.
Thistle has something in her hand, and I'm guessing it's whatever makes everyone at the senior center sick.
I never heard this part of the story, I said, leaning forward. Thistle always said Aunt Tilly was out of control, and there was no way of knowing what really happened. Aunt Tilly offered Marnie and Twyla a lame goodbye and then scampered in Thistle's direction, a broad smile on her face. Thistle helped her.
That's what you get for believing Thistle.
I jumped at the new voice, turning to find Chief Terry standing behind the bench. What are you doing here? Chief Terry held out a magnifying glass.
I'm here to investigate stuff. I'm a cop. I spend all my time getting in everyone's business and sticking my nose where it doesn't belong. Seriously, I can't wait to tell Terry all of this,
Landon said, his shoulders shaking.
It's going to drive him crazy.
What are you investigating? I asked.
Stuff.
Okay, I said, lifting my eyebrows as I locked gazes with Landon. That explains a lot. I guess we should follow Aunt Tilly and Thistle. I don't know what else we're supposed to do with this memory.
You're already done with this memory,
Chief Terry interjected.
It's not about what Aunt Tilly's about to do. She's totally innocent. This is about what life was like without you.
The same, I challenged.
No.
Chief Terry shook his head.
Life wasn't quite right. We always miss something. See?
Landon said, smirking.
I told you. Everything is right now,
Chief Terry said.
You're about to come home.
I don't come home for years, I argued.
You'll be home in a few minutes,
Chief Terry said, grinning as the colors shifted.
It'll be fun.
You've got a mouth like a trucker and a butt like a hooker. That's why I like you. Some of the time. Aunt Tilly giving Thistle a pep talk. 15.
Well, we're back at the Overlook,
Landon said, studying the familiar facade with what can only be described as relief.
We're getting closer.
I absentmindedly scratched my wrist as I followed his gaze. What do you think we're getting closer to?
Us.
It was a simple answer, and it made sense in some ways, but it was bothersome. What do you think happens when we catch up with ourselves?
I think we wake up.
Landon replied, reaching for my hand to stop me from scratching.
Why is your wrist red?
Hay has always made me itchy, I answered. I'm not allergic, but it's still uncomfortable.
I take it that means you don't want to go for a roll in the hay, huh?
Landon's smile was teasing, but his eyes were somber. I always want to go for a roll in the hay with you, I replied. I think itchiness is something I can put up with as long as I have you.
I'll remember you said that when I forced you to go on a hayride this fall,
Landon said.
Okay, this looks like the end I know. I'm going to guess you're back in Hemlock Cove at this point.
You sound disappointed.
I would like to see what all the fuss is about,
Landon said, causing me to chuckle.
I know I'm a handsome guy, but to be able to see myself from a different vantage point must surely be fantastic.
If you're trying to bolster my spirits in an effort to assuage my guilt from the last memory, well, it's working.
Good,
Landon said, linking his fingers with mine.
You have nothing to feel guilty about. You didn't do anything wrong. A lot of kids move away when they grow up. You came back. You wouldn't have anything to feel guilty about even if you didn't come back.
I guess, I hedged. It's just Mom was sad.
We didn't even see your mother,
Landon said.
Marnie and Twyla could have been exaggerating.
My mother likes to control things, I pointed out. Do you really think she would have let Marnie and Twyla set up for what could have been the most important festival in Hemlock Cove's short history without her, if she wasn't depressed?
I think you want to be important enough to have the power to depress others,
Landon replied.
Your mother might have been sad, or even upset, but you didn't dictate the terms of her life. You made decisions about your own life. There's a difference.
Are you saying you wouldn't be depressed without me? I challenged.
That is a different story,
Landon said.
You're making decisions for both of our lives when you act now. That's not the same thing.
You're giving me a headache. I pinched the bridge of my nose with my free hand. I don't think we have many memories left before time catches up. If Aunt Tilly is showing important moments from both of our lives, there can't be many left.
I'm wounded,
Landon said, clutching the spot over his heart with feigned distress.
What about me?
I'm sure we're going to see you, I said, laughing despite myself. It wouldn't be a walk down memory lane without you. She's picking specific moments in time, though. Whether she's doing it purposely or subconsciously, though, we can't have many more hoops to jump through before we get to the end.
Why don't you look happier at that prospect?
Don't let her stay.
What?
Landon knit his eyebrows together, confused. That's what Grandma Ginger said. That's what Uncle Calvin said. When we get to the end, I think Aunt Tilly is going to be there, and she's going to want to stay. We can't let her...
We won't let her stay,
Landon said, squeezing my hand reassuringly.
She's not ready to go, and we're definitely not ready to let her go. Everything will be okay.
I wish I was as convinced of that as you are.
I have faith, Landon said. You're something of a pessimist. I'm an optimist.
I tried to swallow my snort before it escaped, but failed. You're a bigger pessimist than I am most of the time.
Not when it comes to the important things,
Landon said.
Now, let's move closer to the house. I want to see what we're supposed to see and move forward. I really am craving pot roast, and if we play our cards right, we might still get it.
I thought you were craving bacon. I fell into step with him as he led us toward the inn.
I always crave bacon,
Landon said.
The pot roast is calling my name tonight, too. Just think about it. Potatoes, warm bread, pot roast. I'm starving.
Sometimes I think you have a one-track mind.
Don't worry, you're always on the track. Who was that?
Landon pointed toward the back patio as a man stepped into view. I studied him for a moment, racking my brain for who he could be, and when I realized, I started laughing. Oh, no.
What?
Landon locked gazes with me.
Why are you laughing like that?
Oh, you're gonna hate this, I said, grabbing his hand. Please don't dump me when you see this. Promise me.
Oh, see, I can't make that promise now,
Landon said, bewildered.
What's about to happen?
Oh, just watch, I said, resigned. Landon turned back to the patio and watched as a blonde, one who looked exactly like me, except her hair was a little longer, walked out of the house.
That's you. You're here.
I am here. Hey, Richard, Bay said, flashing a huge grin at the man. I'm so glad you found your way out here. You didn't get lost, did you?
No, your directions were fine,
Richard said, pushing his black hair from his face. He was dressed down in simple jeans and a black shirt, but he looked handsome and nervous.
I was looking around the property. It's really gorgeous out here.
It's very pretty, Bay agreed. Do you want a tour before dinner? My mom's excited to meet you, which means you should probably run now. But a tour might relax everybody.
That sounds good,
Richard said, extending his hand.
No way,
Landon growled, glancing down at me.
Am I going to have to watch you date some other dude?
Do you want me to lie?
Crud!
Landon uttered a string of expletives under his breath.
I don't want to see this. You're my girlfriend. That guy needs to get lost.
That's not your girlfriend, I reminded him. She's his girlfriend.
Okay, I'm gonna punch this guy,
Landon muttered.
Come on.
He jerked my arm and dragged me toward Bay and Richard, not bothering to hide the sound from his stomping feet. I think he was hoping Bay and Richard would hear us, even though I was fairly certain this wasn't going to be an interactive memory, and somehow Bay would drop Richard on the spot and run into his arms. If that happened, I was going to be the uncomfortable one. So, how do you like Hemlock Cove so far? Bay asked, flashing Richard a pretty smile as they walked along the property line in the direction of the bluff. I know you've been here a few weeks now, but you really don't talk about the town all that much.
I like it,
Richard said.
I honestly didn't see myself landing in a place this small, but my degree is specifically geared toward hospitality for resorts, so I couldn't turn down a job working for one of the top tourist destinations in the state.
That's not really an answer to my question, Bay said.
I like the people very much,
Richard said.
I think the scenery is very pretty.
His comment was pointed enough to cause Bay's cheeks to flush with color.
I can't believe you're falling for this guy,
Landon muttered.
That was a line. Don't you recognize that for what it is? It's crap.
Bay and Richard were oblivious to Landon's rant, even though he was directly behind them. Thank you, Bay said. I like the scenery, too. I cringed. I was kind of a dating spaz, huh?
You're adorable,
Landon said.
He's a tool.
I pressed my lips together to keep him laughing. I found his outrage, well, sexy. Is that horrible to admit? I'm definitely going to need therapy after this.
Do you think you'll always want to live in Hemlock Cove?
Richard asked.
Do you see yourself going to a bigger city or even another state eventually?
No, Bay answered honestly. Hemlock Cove is my home. I've done my time away from here, and it didn't make me happy. I'm here for good.
It's good to know what you want,
Richard said. I take it you don't want to stay in the area, Bay said, her smile slipping. It's okay if you don't. I understand.
She understands, Richard,
Landon barked.
That's code for get off the property. Get out of town. You know what? Stop holding my girlfriend's hand. I don't like it.
You're being overly dramatic, I chided. Richard wasn't around for long.
I don't care,
Landon said.
I always pictured you as a lonely spinster before I came along. I thought you were sad and depressed until I walked into your life and made the sun shine and the birds sing. And the other parts sing, for that matter. Now I find out you were dating this guy. My whole world is in upheaval.
You're definitely spending too much time with us, I said, laughing. You get more and more dramatic with each passing day. I kind of like it.
Why are you enjoying this?
Landon asked.
Look at this guy.
Landon moved to stand next to him.
I'm taller. I have a better body.
He cast a derisive look in Richard's direction.
I definitely have better hair.
What could you have possibly seen in this guy?
We dated for a few weeks, I answered. It's not like we moved in together or got married.
I don't like him, Landon said, flicking Richard's nose.
Richard remained oblivious as he chatted with Bay.
I want to kick him in the nuts. You don't think he's wearing a cup, do you?
Why don't you investigate and find out for yourself?
Aunt Tilly appeared on the pathway behind us, her face full of mirth as she watched Landon's meltdown.
You can earn your pervert merit badge if you check to see whether he's wearing a cup.
You,
Landon hissed, extending a finger as he stalked in Aunt Tilly's direction.
This is all your fault. I've put up with a lot today. I've even enjoyed myself for most of it. Seeing Bay born was delightful. Hanging out with little Bay was so cute, I almost melted. Hanging out with teenage Bay freaked me out a little bit, but I managed. This, though, this is too much.
You're crying like a woman, Aunt Tilly said, rolling her eyes until they landed on me. How can you put up with him when he acts like this?
I shrugged. I think it's cute.
Oh, you like his jealous streak, Aunt Tilly said. It makes you feel wanted. I get it.
She is wanted,
Landon snapped, turning his attention back to Richard.
What's this guy's deal? Why is he hiding in the woods instead of interacting with the family? I bet he has absolutely filthy things on his mind. If that's about to happen, I'm leaving. I won't watch it.
Chill out, Aunt Tilly said, making a face. This is my memory. That means I witnessed it. Do you really think I sat around in the woods and watched Bay do the nasty with a twerp of the month?
Twerp,
Landon laughed.
That fits him perfectly. You're a twerp, Richard, or should I call you Dick? I think that fits you better.
He was starting to act deranged. I didn't know if it was exhaustion or the surreal situation, but it was beginning to grate on me.
Tell me about your family, Richard said. I've met Clove and Thistle. I love Clove, but I haven't met anyone else from your family. What are they like?
Oh, they're like any normal family, I think, Bay said, biting her bottom lip.
Oh, please, Landon intoned. Why are you lying to this guy? Are you trying to impress him? You've never lied to me. Well, you lied about the witch stuff. But that was only at first, though, and you had to protect yourself. I understand that.
I didn't miss Aunt Tilly's smirk. She was enjoying this. You're my Aunt Tilly, right? We're all your Aunt Tilly. We're just different versions of her.
A few feet away, Richard was still in the wooing mood.
I think you might be the prettiest woman in Hemlock Cove.
That did it,
Landon said.
I want this guy gone right now.
Why are you being such a whiner? Aunt Tilly asked. You already got your girl. You're ignoring her for the younger girl. If you're not careful, she's going to get a complex.
That hadn't occurred to me. I shifted my eyes to Bay. Maybe I should grow my hair long again, I said, fingering my shoulder-length blonde locks. Do you think I look better that way?
I think you look perfect the way you are,
Landon countered.
Don't listen to Aunt Tilly. I don't want this, Bay. I want you.
Aunt Tilly just told you that I'm all the Bays, I pointed out.
But you're not,
Landon argued.
Sure, you were technically Baby Bay and Little Bay, and I'm hoping really hard that Teenage Bay was an exaggeration. But all those moments made you my Bay. This Bay isn't my Bay. Not yet.
The sentiment was unbearably adorable.
Do you hear that? Aunt Tilly asked. He thinks you're his property.
I do not.
Landon threw his hands in the air.
You're already making this unnecessarily hard on us. We don't need this, too.
How am I making it hard on you? Aunt Tilly challenged. All you have to do is watch. Is watching television hard on you, too?
That's such crap,
Landon said.
Some of these memories have been great. Heck, some of them have been magical. I've watched the rest of them rip Bay's heart out, and mine, by extension. Do you really think I wanted to watch Lila bully Bay, or Bay feel guilty about moving to Detroit for a few years? You're making it harder than it has to be.
Landon was on the verge of a complete meltdown. Aunt Tilly, I think it's time to go home, I prodded. You need to wake up. We need to wake up, too. Landon wants his pot roast.
That's right.
Landon hopped in front of Richard, who continued talking as if we weren't encroaching on his personal space.
You didn't feed this guy pot roast, did you? It will taint things if you did.
I already told you that Richard lasted a couple of weeks and then left, I said. Speaking of that, I kind of remember this day. Are you telling me you were out here spying when we took a walk?
I wasn't technically spying, Aunt Tilly clarified.
What were you technically doing? Landon asked.
Aunt Tilly shrugged, holding her hands palms up.
Who can say? My memory isn't what it used to be. Realization dawned on me, and I peered over Aunt Tilly's shoulder so I could confirm my suspicion. I snorted when I saw the second Aunt Tilly hunkered down behind a bush. She had a shovel in her hand and two potted marijuana plants at her feet.
Oh, Landon said. You're out here gardening. I wondered why you'd care about this. This guy's boring. He doesn't merit spying.
He was so boring, Aunt Tilly confirmed. That's why I wanted to show him to you.
You wanted to show me Bay's boring former boyfriend as part of some lesson?
Landon asked.
Why?
Because you both need to stop obsessing about the past and worrying about the future, Aunt Tilly answered. The past is over. The future will be fine if you relax and let it happen. It's the present that counts, and your present is magical when you let it be.
You sound like a deranged talking fortune cookie,
Landon snapped.
I'm done here. I want to go home. My pot roast is probably drying out as we speak.
I thought you wanted to see yourself, Aunt Tilly challenged.
Landon faltered.
Am I coming up next?
Aunt Tilly smiled.
I guess you'll have to wait and see, she said. I guarantee you're coming up soon, and you won't want to miss it.
What I don't want to miss is my pot roast,
Landon grumbled, narrowing his eyes as he regarded Richard.
This guy.
Landon reached over and messed up Richard's hair. Richard and Bay were in their own little world and didn't seem to notice.
Stay away from my girl, Dick. Whatever happened to this guy?
Landon asked, grabbing my hand the moment the colors swirled again.
Please tell me Aunt Tilly gutted him and buried him on the property. I don't want to risk him popping up again. I don't like him.
Are you done? I asked.
Never.
You're on my list.
Aunt Tilly, practically every day of her life. 16.
Holy crap!
You can say that again.
Landon groused. We'd landed outside again, only this time we were in an entirely new location. He hadn't bothered to look around yet, though. He was still irritated with the previous memory.
Where did that Richard dude go? Is he still in town? I want to pound him.
I think you're overreacting.
I think you're underreacting,
Landon shot back.
Wait, is that a word?
No.
Thank you, grammar police,
Landon muttered. You asked, I said, refusing to take his mood personally. By the way, don't you want to look around?
Not especially,
Landon said, refusing to meet my gaze. I think he knew how ridiculous he was acting. Hours of emotional upheaval were taking a toll.
Am I going to be forced to sit through another horrible date with some tool?
Kind of, I said, smiling as I gazed out at the corn maze. This one was a major tool.
Oh, well, great.
Landon scowled as he finally lifted his head. When he caught sight of the other me, his expression deepened. When he caught sight of himself and the drug-dealing biker gang he was undercover with the day we met, the corners of his mouth tipped up.
It's me.
It's definitely you, I said. Look at your outfit. You're wearing leather.
I look good in leather, woman,
Landon said, slinging his arm over my shoulders.
Now this is what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't get all high and mighty if I were you, I chided. If I remember correctly, you were a real jerkwad the day we met.
You definitely don't remember correctly,
Landon said.
Watch and learn, little missy. This is how charm is done, and this is how charm is done right.
If you say so, I said, interested despite myself, as the other me approached the biker gang. Landon wasn't the first to speak. No, that honor went to the leader of his little gang. Speaking of tools, that guy was the Swiss Army knife of tools.
K
Can I help you?
The ringleader asked. Despite his attempt to be intimidating, Bay wasn't swayed.
Who are you?
The man of your dreams.
Landon frowned.
I think I forgot this part.
It gets worse, I said. You don't look like Chris Hemsworth to me, Bay shot back.
Chris Hemsworth? I forgot about that, too.
Landon made a face.
Who's Chris Hemsworth?
One of the sidekicks asked the question.
He's Thor,
alternate Landon offered, moving forward. Bay squared her shoulders and narrowed her eyes. She was unnerved, but refused to show it. I remembered the day well. Who are you guys?
Who are you?
The other Landon asked, his gaze fixed on Bay. I think you liked me right from the start, I said, giggling. It was surreal to see our first interaction. It was also entertaining. My name is Bay Winchester. I'm the editor at The Whistler.
The newspaper?
Alternate Landon asked. Bay nodded, and I could see her chest heave as she fought to contain her nerves. Why are you here?
I don't remember you being this nervous,
Landon said.
You're just so freaking cute. You're trying to be bold, yet you're obviously worried. If only you knew then what you know now.
That I can bribe you with bacon? I asked, smirking.
Exactly.
To cover the opening of the corn maze, Bay said, her eyes busy bouncing from face to face as she tried to get a handle on the situation.
This is news?
The other Landon was having a good time at poor Bay's expense. It is in Hemlock Cove. The other Landon tilted his head to the side, considering.
Well, Bay Winchester, I'm Landon.
The two figures shook hands, and then Biker Landon proceeded to introduce his friends. They had ridiculous names like Diesel and Gunner. Do you know what I was thinking right about now? I asked.
What?
That Diesel and Gunner were probably really named Norman and Myron, I answered.
I don't think you're very far off,
Landon said, pressing his lips to my temple as he enjoyed the spectacle.
I'm introducing Russ to you now. That made my stomach turn because I knew he was interested in you.
You didn't even know me then, I pointed out.
I was already smitten, though,
Landon teased.
This is Russ,
the other Landon said, gesturing toward the gang leader. They nodded, wary. You still haven't told me why you're here, she prodded.
Just wanted to see what all the hoopla was about.
Alternate Landon shrugged, accepting a beer from one of his friends and popping the top. I narrowed my eyes when I saw him drop the beer cap onto the ground, almost laughing when I saw the mere expression on Bay's face. She stepped forward and picked up the beer cap and tossed it in a nearby garbage can.
Sorry,
the other Landon said.
We'll try not to make a mess.
That would be great, Bay said, sarcasm practically dripping off of her tongue.
I forgot what a stickler you were for the rules,
Landon said, chuckling.
You don't like littering.
I didn't like that you were dressed as thugs at a family event, I clarified.
The littering bothered you, too.
I couldn't really argue with that, so I let it go and refocused on the other us. She's trying to get information out of you, I said. It's not going to go well.
That's because I was undercover,
Landon said.
I couldn't let it go well. Trust me, if our first meeting had been under any other circumstances, I would have charmed your pants off.
Where are you from? Bay asked.
Around?
The other Landon said evasively. Around where?
A little bit of everywhere.
So you're from nowhere? Bay was growing confrontational. Biker Landon chuckled.
I guess you could say that.
Well, that's great! Bay's faux enthusiasm made me giggle. She's not falling for you at all, I said. Look at that. She thinks you're up to something nefarious.
I was up to something nefarious,
Landon said.
I was trying to be bad while being really good. It's an acquired skill.
You're very good at it.
Thank you, sweetie,
Landon said, resting his head against mine.
That is so odd.
I find it comforting, I admitted. We're getting close to the real us.
This is the real us, Bay,
Landon said.
We just haven't worked out all the kinks yet. Something tells me you don't actually think it's great.
Alternative, Landon said, flashing a bright smile.
Perceptive, Bay deadpanned.
Maybe we got off on the wrong foot here.
The other Landon started hopping from one foot to the other. Russ interrupted him, though.
Why are you so interested in us?
Russ asked forcefully. I'm interested in everyone who visits our quiet little town, Bay lied.
That right there is when I first thought you were unbelievably cute,
Landon said.
You were a terrible liar, and I knew I wanted to spend time with you and hear some great truth.
You have a poetic soul sometimes, I said. I forget that.
I don't see you questioning everyone else here,
Russ challenged. I already know all of them, Bay countered.
You want to know me? Is that what you're saying? I'm flattered.
Russ ran a hand over his beer gut, causing me to cringe. I'm just curious about why you're here, Bay argued.
We wanted to see what all the excitement was about, girlie,
Russ supplied. And you brought beer?
It's a party, isn't it?
It's not that kind of party. Bay was antsy, but she refused to back down. I had to smile. Landon was so right. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have been able to stop laughing.
Maybe you wouldn't be so uptight if you had one yourself.
Russ grabbed a beer out of the container at his feet and handed it to Bay. Bay finally broke and took an involuntary step away from the group. Thanks, I'm good. It's a bit early for me. Russ shrugged as he slipped the beer back into the cooler.
Your loss.
The opening of the nearby maze drew Bay's attention, and alternate Landon almost looked disappointed when he realized she was about to leave. I have to go, Bay announced. Welcome to Hemlock Cove, whatever it is that you're doing here.
Have fun in the maze.
Biker Landon smiled as he watched Bay disappear into the maze. Then he turned back to his friends.
She's freaking hot. I would love to bend her over my bike and...
The other Landon mimicked a sex act. My mouth dropped open. Of course, I didn't remember this part. I hadn't been here for this part. I can't believe you just did that. My Landon offered me a rueful smile.
I was playing a part, sweetie. I didn't mean it.
Are you saying you didn't think I was freaking hot?
Oh, I stepped right into that one,
Landon said, shaking his head.
I should have seen that coming. Boom! There went the landline.
I didn't want to laugh, but I couldn't help myself. Do you still think you were charming?
I'm starting to think that you might have brain damage,
Landon countered.
You never should have gone out with me.
You have your moments, I said, laughing. We lapsed into an amiable silence for a moment, and then something occurred to me. Why are we here?
Because we're strolling down memory lane, and this is one of our memories,
Landon replied. Yes, but it's not one of Aunt Tilly's memories, I pointed out. How could she possibly know about this, unless... I narrowed my eyes and scanned the people congregated near the barn. There she is, I muttered, pointing. Landon followed my finger.
What is she doing?
She's hiding from someone.
You? I mean the other you?
Probably, I said. Come on, I have to see what she's doing. We picked our way through the crowded area in front of the maze. No one acknowledged us or even looked in our direction, so it was safe to say this memory wasn't interactive. That was probably a good thing. I could barely handle one Landon. Two would tip me over the edge.
She went inside the barn,
Landon said, gripping my hand as he moved in front of me. It was a nice sentiment. He was trying to protect me, but because we weren't in actual danger, it was a wasted effort. I didn't bother telling him that.
Where did she go?
Who are you looking for?
Aunt Tilly popped up to our left, a mischievous smile on her face. Which Aunt Tilly are you? I asked.
The world can't take more than one me,
Aunt Tilly said, shuffling her feet in a little dance. You're my Aunt Tilly, I said. You had a good time watching that, didn't you?
As did you.
But I didn't know you were here that day, I said. Why didn't you say something?
I wanted you to make sure the bikers didn't do anything untoward, and then I had business of my own to attend to,
Aunt Tilly explained.
I knew you were fine, so I left you to your own devices. It worked out, didn't it? Look at the two of you now.
Yes, we're thrilled to be stuck in your head with you,
Landon deadpanned.
What did the other Aunt Tilly have in her hands?
Probably her purse.
It wasn't a purse, I countered. It looked like a brown paper bag.